Is your website pretty? Does it work right? Can people find it? If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. We're going to have some fun this week. Well, we have fun every week, but we're going to have some fun with music this week. I'm going to give you a little music lesson on the three chords of your business. You ever heard that one before? Well, I've been listening to a lot of AC/DC lately. In fact, our lead designer here at Mind, Chad Rock McComsey, and I have been talking about AC/DC a lot lately and really getting down to the core of why we love that band. About every couple of years, I rediscover AC/DC. I like a lot of different kinds of music, and rock and roll has diversified a lot over the years. But every so often, I just got to come back to that good, basic, core rock and roll. And that's what AC/DC does. It's what they've always done. And here, 30, 40 years after their inception, they're still doing exactly what they were doing then. They've been criticized for it. One of my favorite quotes from lead guitarist Angus Young, who is one of the two founding brothers of the band. One of my favorite quotes is from the year 2000, when he said, "I'm sick and tired of people saying that we have put out 11 albums that sound exactly the same. In fact, we've put out 12 albums that sound exactly the same." We all should be so legitimately unapologetic of what we do as a business. And it's easy to do that if you're paying attention to the three chords of your business. And we'll be talking about that here in just a couple of minutes. In the second half of the show, we'll be addressing a question from a listener in Bowie, Maryland, Diane. It's also been a couple of weeks since I've given you a good topic for a blog post, so I've got another nugget of information for you there. You want to stick around for that. Jam-packed this week, and I appreciate you tuning in. On behalf of all of us at Mind, thank you for tuning into this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Now, about those three chords, ultimately, you want your business to endure. You want to be immune to trends. You don't want to be reliant on bells and whistles. You don't want to be all things to all people. Some people think they do want to be that. No, that's not what you want. Do what you do and be the best you can be at doing it. And I love using AC/DC as an example here. In fact, a couple of years ago, I referenced AC/DC in a blog post. Listening to them again, I just felt compelled to revisit that. I got the headphones on, and it just sounds so good. And I'm thinking to myself, why do those three chords sound so damn good when AC/DC plays them? And it's simple. They mean them. All three of them. They mean it. AC/DC is denim. They're not always de-fashioned, but they're never out of fashion. Every so often, denim makes a fashion comeback, and many people feel like they're rediscovering that pair of jeans that's been languishing unloved in their closet or dresser all over again. Denim goes with everything and always has a place, regardless of the latest fashion trends. Now, entering the fourth quarter of 2014, we're winding down the third quarter here. Many of you are starting to put together your marketing plan for 2015. And if you're not, you should be. Now is the time to be preparing. And that's why I thought it was good to revisit this AC/DC thing and talk about the three chords of your business. As you prepare for 2015, get your marketing strategy together. You don't want it to be an afterthought. If you treat it like an afterthought, your results are going to reflect that. You want to put thought into it. You don't want to be on autopilot. And I've got three questions here for you. And these are the three chords of your business that I'm going to get to. They are questions. They are questions you should ask yourself every year when you're putting your marketing plan together, because these three chords will help you maintain and strengthen the foundation of your business. First of all, your heart has to be in it. So once you're sure of that, ask yourself these questions, these three chords. The first one, what do you do best? Now, some of you listening, you may think, well, I've got numerous products. I've got numerous services that I do. What do you do best? You can't be the best at everything. There has to be a core service or a core product that you started out doing and then you built off of that. So look at your business and look at what you do best and define that, because especially in the world of internet marketing, you have to be able to define your business. And, you know, none of us like to be pigeonholed, but the truth of the matter is, when it comes to showing up in search engines and when it comes to targeting your audience in general, I mean, with traditional marketing, not just the internet marketing, but traditional marketing too, you have to be able to target. And if you can't clearly define what your business is, how on earth can you target? So the first chord, ask yourself, what do you do best? Secondly, this is the second chord. How are you working to perfect what you do? And this goes to the AC/DC example as well. If you listen to their early to their mid 70s albums, like High Voltage, the basis of their music is there. That over the years, that has not changed at all. However, if you listen to the sound quality and the musicianship then compared to the sound quality and the musicianship now, you can say what you will. You may be listening to this and thinking, I hate AC/DC. I can't stand them. They're the worst band in the world. Well, they're one of the top 10 selling bands in the history of rock and roll. So keep that in mind. They're doing something right. And what they've done, they've perfected what they do. Compare their old stuff to their new stuff. You hear production is better. Musicianship is better. They have perfected and mastered those three chords. They own those three chords. Criticize them as you will. Nobody does that better than AC/DC. And that's why they have endured all this time. They haven't tried to be all things to all people. They don't rely on bells and whistles. They do what they do. And you hear in interviews, this is what we do. And in the quote earlier that I gave you from Angus Young, which I just absolutely love that quote, no apologies. They know what they do best, and they keep trying to be the best at it. They stick at it, and they have perfected it. That's what you want to do with your business. Find what you do best. What are you doing? How are you working to perfect what you do to be the best at that core service or make that core product the best that it can be? And then the third chord, how are you communicating with, engaging, and ultimately serving your target audience? And that's where it's key to know what it is that you do best. And it seems like an easy question, but so often over the years, I'll ask a business owner, what do you do best? And it takes them a few minutes to think about that because they think, wow, I do this and I do this, I do this, I do this. And if you lose focus of what you do best and you lose focus of the core of what your business is, how on earth can your marketing be focused? That's how people wind up getting into the spray and pray mode of advertising. We're going to do a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. You have to be able to target who it is that's interested in your product or service, really know who they are. And you can't know that unless you can clearly define what your business is. So the first and second chords play into the third chord, which is how are you communicating with, engaging, and ultimately serving your target audience? And it's not just a matter of slapping up a bunch of afterthought posts on Facebook just to say that you did it. It's putting thought into what you do. And that goes back to what I said before we started talking about these three chords of business. Your heart has to be in it. No matter how long or short you've been in business, your heart has to be in it. Otherwise, it's going to show. And that's why so many people fail at the social media game. It's really that simple. Most businesses who fail at the social media game, we're not approaching it in the right manner. And I would be willing to bet it's because they did not ask themselves these three questions and they're not clear on their purpose and in what they do. It sounds easy, and really it should be. But in the face of progression over time in whatever business you're in, you've got that. You've got to keep up with the latest trends. And I mean, again, you don't want to be reliant on trends, but you have to know what's going on in your business and in your market and make strategic advances when it makes the most sense to keep current with your service and keep current with your product offering. And then add to that all the calls you get from solicitors telling you they can get you on the first page of Google tomorrow, which is BS. Hang up on anybody who tells you that. That's a crock. They may get you on the, they may be able to scam the system and get you on the first page of Google or number one in a Google search tomorrow. And then you'll get your notice from Google that you're in penalty the next week, or you won't get a note from Google. You'll be in algorithmic penalty and you'll find out because you can't be found on the search engines. You have all that coming at you. It's harder and harder and harder to stay focused. So hang on to those three chords, because they will help you stay focused in your marketing, all your promotion in the coming year. Ask yourself those questions as you put together your marketing plan for 2015. Number one, what do I do best? Number two, how am I working to perfect what I do and be the best at it? Number three, how am I communicating with, engaging, and ultimately serving my target audience? When your target audience can see that you care, and again, your heart has to be in it. If it is, your audience will see that you care from the way you communicate and how consistent you are with your communication. Because consistency is key to that third chord. Communicating with, engaging, and ultimately serving your target audience, it's work. It can be joyous work if you do it right. You'll define your business and you'll ultimately reach your target audience that much more effectively.
Chicks dig dudes with algorithmic integrity, and dudes dig chicks with social semantics, if you get my drift. Can you feel the cyber love? We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDnD.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
Welcome back to this week's Mind Your Business podcast. Got a couple of questions from a listener in Bowie, Maryland, Diane, that I'm going to address here. We love getting questions from you. Please make sure you hit us up on Facebook or shoot us an email, info@minddnd.com. Leave us a comment on our Ask a Questions page on the website. You can click the button to the right on this page that you're on right now listening to the podcast. Click the button over to the right, ask a question. Any questions you have about web development, the inner workings of your website, web design, the aesthetics, how your website looks, internet marketing in general, social media, SEO, content marketing, any of that stuff, hit us up here. This podcast is for you, and your input only makes it better. So thank you, Diane, for these questions. And the first question is, a company recently called me and said that they can get me on the first page of Google within a week without paying for AdWords. Is it possible for them to do this? Is it possible? Yes. Is it something you want to do? No. Because there's funny business involved when somebody tells you something like that. Always remember the analogy. You may get tired of this analogy listening to this podcast, but I will use this analogy every time something like this comes up, because it's true. You're in a marathon. You're in the New York Marathon, and it's 26 miles. You're at the starting line. You're just starting to run, and the person in the lead is already 13 miles ahead of you, and you've got a lot of people in between you and that person. Now, maybe you've been paying attention to your SEO. Maybe you've been paying attention to your internet marketing for a while, and you're not at the starting line. You're somewhere in the middle of the pack. Nonetheless, you look at the person in the lead, and that person would be the person who's ranking number one in the search results for the keyword arrays that you covet. Think about how long that person's been in business, how long they've had their website, how long they've been doing what they do. They've got a head start on you. And especially if it's an established business that's had a website up for a lot longer than you have, they've got a head start on you. And you can't make up for lost time. You just can't do it. You can't do it legitimately. And that's why I use the marathon example. Because if somebody's 13 miles ahead of you and you're like, I want to be in the lead, you're not going to get in the lead without cheating. People don't like to talk about that, but it's the truth of the matter. It doesn't mean you can't gain ground. It doesn't mean that you can't be successful and improve your online presence and get results out of it. But it means you have to set realistic goals for yourself. All I'll say is if somebody tells you they can get you to the first page of Google within a week without paying for AdWords, if you're on the phone with them, hang up. If they're in your office, tell them to leave. It's that simple because there's funny business going on there. I've seen it done a couple of different ways. One is they'll focus on long tail keyword arrays that virtually nobody would be typing in, but they can find these keyword arrays, optimize you for them, and then show you in the search engine results, hey, you're showing up number one for black and chartreuse coffee mugs that weigh exactly 5.5 ounces or less. I mean, something ridiculous like that. But it does get that ridiculous, and people buy that stuff every day. So the answer is, can they get you to the first page of Google within a week without paying for AdWords? It's possible. Some of these jokers know how to game the system. But is it something you want to do? No. Because whatever you may potentially gain, you stand to lose so much more. Because it's only a matter of time before that is going to bite you in the ass. Now, the second question is, should I have a Google Places listing for each of my locations? If so, how should I set this up? Absolutely. You want to have a Google Places listing, or now it's called Google My Business, because Google Places, Google Maps, and Google Plus are all morphing together as Google My Business. You do want to have a listing on your Google Places or your Google My Business. You want to have all of your locations there. Now, again, this function is evolving. It continues to evolve over time, but it is very important that you have your locations listed there, because that will only help you in your online presence. By number one, Google loves that you're using their product, so points for you there. But secondly, you fill out your profile completely for each one of your locations. Make sure you include pictures. Use all the resources that are up there. Use the pictures. If you're retail, or you have some kind of an offer you can make with a coupon, there are options to do that, and they're free on there. You can have a coupon or a special up there, so when people find you, they can get a deal right off the bat. So make use of the tools that you have there, and by all means, yes, have a listing for each one of your locations, fill it out completely, and make sure that it links back to your website, because you want to get the maximum juice out of that you can get. But absolutely have a listing for all of your locations. And finally, to wrap up this week's podcast, I've got another nugget of information for you for your blog posts. A lot of you have trouble, and understandably so. Blog writing is not as easy as some people think it is. Starting out, it might be, but as you write more and more and more and more, it gets harder and harder to come up with good, fresh material. So here's another nugget for you. And this is a little bit of a challenging one, because you have a couple of options with it. Especially heading into the fourth quarter of 2014, you're probably looking at what your business and what your industry is going to look like in 2015. How about some predictions? You can do this one of two ways. You can look online and find find what other people have written about what is expected to happen in your industry in 2015, or you may have your own thoughts on what you think is going to happen. Either way, write your own thoughts. Make your own predictions for 2015 in your industry, or find an article that strikes a chord with you, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, address what's in that article, and have your own take on it. If somebody has a prediction that you agree with, explain why you were really struck by that article and why you believe what they're saying is right. Or somebody makes predictions that you don't agree with, do the opposite. Explain why you think they're wrong and what you think is going to happen. But it's a lot of fun. It's very thought-provoking, and it builds trust with your audience. They keep coming back to your website, and they're looking for information. They want to be able to rely on you as a legitimate source of information. This is a great way to help build your position as an expert in your business. Thank you again for tuning to this week's podcast, and we will see you again next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.